have a good day on the Good Day program. I'm talk host Doug Steffen. That's how I'm introduced.
You're a taco?
Talk host
You're
Doug Steffen. I'm a taco. Yeah.
Taco.
You're a taco.
Taco. I am a taco. Oh, I suppose some people might suggest.
Nice. Yes, you are.
Nice. And you're here all day.
Family-friendly radio, buddy.
Tip your waitress to everybody.
Okay. Roberta Fasanelli, always good for a chuckle. Jennifer Horn, always good for a smile. Rich McFadden, always good for a little tussle.
For something.
Yeah, he's good for something. All right, so we've all this week had our ears and our minds wrapped around to a certain extent. Other than the people that are on the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com from Jimmy Kimmel's show, a lot of people concerned about the debt situation, how much money we're spending, which we don't have, the budget, and where all that goes. We have a new participant in the team whose name is Lou Scatigna. I don't know him as Lou Scatigna. I know him as the financial physician. And so Lou's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about how you will be affected. What's the impact the debt crisis is likely to have on your 401k? If you have one, Roberta will be all ears when it comes to this. So Lou will join us in a few moments. We have some laughter at 10 after coming up right after this.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, here's your laugh for the day. Everybody ready?
Okay. Sure.
This might make your day a bit brighter. Those of you who worry about Democrats and Republicans, et cetera, here is the real problem. In a Purdue University classroom, students were discussing the qualifications to be president. It's pretty simple. The candidate must be a natural-born citizen, 35 years of age. However, one of the young ladies in the class started on in how she thought it was unfair, these requirements to be a natural-born citizen. In short, her opinion was that this requirement prevented many capable individuals from becoming president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Class was taking it in. She went on and on and on. And there weren't many jaws that hit the floor until she wrapped up her argument by stating, quote, and this is actually a quote from the classroom discussion. They have it on tape. What makes a natural-born citizen any more qualified to lead the country than one born by C-section?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
Oh.
I kid you not.
That is great.
Oh, my God. Hey, and these are the 18-year-olds that are now voting in our elections.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. Don't say a little prayer right now.
They breed and they walk among us here in this country. Yeah. Ah. All right.
So where was that again?
It was at Purdue. Let me see. Was it Purdue University? Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Purdue University, which is in Indiana. And it's a prestigious school, for heaven's sakes.
How much are the parents paying for that education?
That's more expensive than Heidelberg, I'll tell you that. I'll bet you 10, 12, 14 G's a year. I bet it's almost 50. I bet it's 45 to the upper 40s to go to school there.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right. In a moment, we find out how the debt crisis that we're going through, and especially what happens next week if this thing doesn't get settled, will affect your 401ks. The financial physician, Lou Scatigna, joins us here on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
All right, it's 13 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of us know that there is a problem. You can discuss the politics of this if you like. I don't really care to because I don't, you know, other than it makes for a great fodder, I suppose, we want to have an argument with somebody that doesn't agree with you politically. The bottom line is that we're spending more money than we have as a country, keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And some people have said, okay, we're drawing a line in the sand, and we're not voting for anything that calls for more spending unless there are drastic cuts here, there, and everywhere. All right, so we all know that part of the debate. But do you know how this thing will impact your 401ks and some of your other investments if the debt crisis isn't settled or the budget isn't? We haven't had a balance. We aren't having a budget. How many years has it been since we had a budget? 2-3 years since the people in Washington actually had an official?
It's been 3 years.
Budget's been three. Ugh, man. All right, so we've invited a newfound friend. The financial physician is Lou Scatigna, who's not a stranger. Anybody who listens to Sirius, his program is on every Sunday. A lot of great advice. He does a lot of local radio in New Jersey. And as the financial physician, I thought he'd be a good person to go to sort of run through all this. Lou, welcome to a good day with all of us here. Richie's here, and Jennifer's here, and Roberta's here, and none of us have any money. So we should be...
And we need a doctor.
We do need a doctor. Yes, we do. Is there
nice
a doctor
to
meet or not?
You guys.
All right. So, Lou, in terms of this, the situation itself, if you want to give us a quick primer on how this affects everybody, and then maybe we can talk about 401ks and other investments. But when you're talking to your clients, are they asking you questions about how this thing affects their investments?
Absolutely. People are actually very angry about what's going on in Washington. People are actually embarrassed about our government, that they could bring us to the brink of default here. And they're very nervous about it. You know, it's pretty remarkable that the stock market has held up relatively well. It's been down about 4 days in a row, but not drastically. And the market has believed that there will be a deal. And I still believe there will be a deal. It's probably going to be the 11th hour. Monday night they'll get a deal. So the market's not really worried about it. But if we don't get a deal and we pass August 2nd, we're going to have tremendous ramifications in all the financial markets. The stock market will go down. The treasury bond market will go down. The dollar will go down. And the one thing that will go up will be gold.
Mm. And so under the circumstances, what are you advising people to do? Sit still, or are there people that, if in fact the markets were going to be sold off, they would have been, because the markets always anticipate something bad, don't they?
They do, but I think the markets believed that the people in Washington would come to some kind of a compromise, some kind of an agreement. Today it looks like the market's going to be down again, because it looks like there's not going to be an agreement, or at least there's a possibility that we'll pass August 2nd, and that can't happen. I mean, if it does happen, we're going to have a pretty drastic move in the markets. Now, we're going to have the debt ceiling raised. That's not an issue. It's going to happen. If it doesn't happen August 2nd, it'll happen August 4th. They're going to do it because they absolutely have to do it. The real risk here, though, is that the debt problem and the spending problem has moved S&P and Moody's to say they're going to downgrade our AAA rating, regardless if the debt ceiling goes up. So that's the real risk to the market, that if they lower the rating from AAA to AA, we're going to have a huge sell-off in Treasury bonds, which is going to make interest rates go up, and it's going to affect all of them.
Perfect. All right, Richie, you were going to ask.
Well, I just think that all of the people who really are in the know that that we're being played by all of this drama that they have right now, and that they're going to work a deal out. And all of Wall Street knows that they're going to work a deal out at the last hour, and that all of this stuff is just being played for positioning for the election. Why do we even have the ebbs and flows on Wall Street if they really kind of know that they're not going to let this pass?
Well, I think they do know. I think you're absolutely right in that regard. And I think what will happen is probably this weekend they'll come to some kind of an agreement by Sunday night. The markets will rally big time Monday and Tuesday with the release this has gone away. But, again, it's just the immediate issue. But the bigger issue, again, is that we lose our AAA rating. And it looks very likely that it's going to happen regardless of the deal in Washington. That's the issue that's really going to hurt the economy.
So then the question becomes, if all of this is an act, and this is just my take, if all of this is an act positioned for the election, why would they let it get to the point? If the 11th hour was really last week when the credit rating starts to get affected.
They only care about themselves.
Yes.
That's the big problem, Lou, isn't it? They only care.
But Obama, he's got to know he's in trouble when it comes to the economy. Why would he let it get to this point? Why wouldn't he just say, whatever, okay, Republicans, if this is what we got to do to get it done, let's just do it. Because I know that if the interest rates go up, I'm toast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, we're more partisan now than we've ever been. I mean, we have 50% of the country who are left-leaning. We have 50% who are right-leaning. And that's the big problem that the country has right now. We're so divided in our politics that political brinksmanship basically happens with every deal that's out there, whether it's health care, whether it's the budget, whether it's the debt ceiling. And it's very dangerous for our country at this point. It's all about politics. It's all about being reelected. It's not about bringing the country.
So now it's going to hit us in the pocketbook.
Right, of course it does. Yeah. I saw in Forbes this week a breakdown of various countries and what they owe and how much they owe to various entities or countries. I think I saw that we owe 34% of all the debt that we have, 34% of it is offshore, and the rest of it is from American institutions. Does that sound about right?
It's about right, yes.
Yeah, and other countries vary up and down on that. But it isn't so much where we get the money, it's how much we have borrowed. I would think that would affect our credit rating as much as anything else. I mean, the more money I borrow and have to pay back, you have certain means, and if you go over what it looks like you have the means to pay back, that affects what you pay for the credit as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, China, who owns $1.7 trillion of our debt, has been very vocal in that they are very unhappy with the way we're handling our finances here. And a former central bank advisor just came out yesterday and said that it's basically a mirage that U.S. debt is safe. Mm-hmm. And that's a big statement coming out of China. They've been saying a lot of things lately. First of all, they're not going to show up to buy our bonds anymore, and they've been a net seller over the last 6 or 7 months, which is a very disturbing trend right there. And let's face it, I've said it for years on my radio program that our debt with China is a national security issue, because at any time they could dump it. And if they dump it, the dollar would crash, interest rates would skyrocket, and we'd have a hyperinflationary depression.
Problem with that, the other thing I would wonder about that is the Chinese need us as a market. So if they hurt us, that hurts them in the long run. Maybe looking at sort of like being in a barrel, though, one way or the other. It's not a pretty picture. Lou, thank you for your expertise. The financial physician, Lou Skatygna, here on the Good Day program with some overview information, maybe some ideas on what, if you've been thinking about buying big today, maybe you ought to. Maybe today's a good day to go buy. Lou and Doug and Rich and Roberta and Jennifer on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean.
Marvelous, marvelous.
You fill up my senses. Come fill me again.
John Denver's biggest song ever.
Let me give my
reached the top of the Billboard charts.
Really?
Yep, this was his most popular song. Was number one for 10 weeks in a row. Any song written for his then wife. But it's not only the most popular song in our country, most popular song around the world. This is the song that catapulted him into, for the next 14 years until he took a plane ride with a plane to enemy gas in it, catapulted him into international stardom.
That was bigger than this.
Yep. Thank God I'm a country boy. Bigger than Sunshine on My Shoulders, Richie. Bigger than I'm Sorry. This is his biggest song. He said so many other great, great songs, though. My God. Real name was John Dieseldorfer.
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 You mean to tell me that Annie's song was bigger than this?
Yes, Rich, I do mean to tell you.
It's hard to believe.
I know you do. And you can probably find another one that was a big song that we could have the same conversation about.
You really expect me to believe that Annie's song
was bigger than,
was higher than this?
This. Yeah. All I need is a
good
song. That's right, Jen Jen?
It is unbelievable. I like all these songs.
And what else is it unbelievable? What else about it is unbelievable?
I find it hard to believe that Annie's song was higher than...
Stuff chart's weird.
On my shoulder makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Great stuff.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest.
10 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you just got to shake your head.
The
guy was a nice guy, had a great career, obviously just a genius.
Yeah.
To get in an airplane and forget to fill the gas tanks up. Well, duh.
All right, time for our 2020 history quiz.
Ooh.
Big doings in Los Angeles on this date in 1987. What was the story? This is a story that scared the pants off of everybody, not just in Los Angeles, but all around our country. 800-510-8255. This event actually started in June and culminated on this date when the man responsible for it, or I should say the men, were arrested. What was going on and what ended on this date in 1987 that had been the talk of Los Angeles and, in fact, the talk of our country? Something went on, sort of...
The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Equates...
No.
No, but it equates to what living is like in Los Angeles, what we all joke about or laugh about with regard to living in Los Angeles. Those of us like Jennifer who live there all the time and those of us like me who live there part of the time, it's a running joke. It's a punchline. It's always what people are talking about. But this stuff wasn't funny, and it wasn't a punchline. So what was it that ended on this date in 1987, Kira? I'm amazed that it was that long ago. I mean, it seems like a much, much fresher memory in my mind. 800-510-8255. We'll get an answer to that as our 2020 history quiz continues, and then we'll have Michael McMaster here to help you out. Better living, the focus on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, we're introducing the Battery Tender Battery Chargers at your local Sears Auto Center at a hot price. Plus, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes, with special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Time is now 33 after the hour. Stand by as we help you through your Friday. Thanks to the good efforts of Michael McMaster, who's going to be here. He has a lot of CDs about miracles and wealth and happiness, the things that we all search for. So we'll have some time for that. In the meantime, I've asked you to try to figure out what event ended. I don't know if, Jennifer, you figured this out or not yet.
I'm kind of stumped, actually.
Yeah, I'm totally stumped.
Are you? Okay. Well, it occurred on the last day of July. Actually, let's say the 30th, right? The 30th of July was the last episode of this. Starting in June, there had been 9 of these incidents. And this was not good if you lived in Los Angeles, but if you were living, all right, there were some copycats.
Do we have a caller, or can I take a guess?
Well, I don't know what's happened to the phone. Did I do something?
You did something.
What I do. All right. So, sorry.
Call back if you're cleared the phones out.
Yeah, right.
Lines are open
now. Nice job. The magic of my wand.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. The essence of this.
Was this like a really bad thing?
Yeah. It's very
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't good, but it's something to keep in mind. I'm not underscoring it because it was bad.
I thought it was related to something else.
Yeah. It's related to something. It's something you would expect to see in a movie.
Something that happened in the night.
And no.
Oh.
No, it's not what you know. Uh-uh. No. Somebody guessed that. The people who were guessing O.J., uh-uh.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about O.J.
You weren't?
No.
Okay.
I was talking about another guy.
Okay. 800. That's maybe.
But I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
Well, that's what it's all about. 800-510-8255. I think you could trace this back to violence in films. This particular event.
And AC/DC, I think. Is this the one I'm talking about?
I don't know how AC/DC got into it. I don't know anything about it. How does AC/DC, well, if I ask you.
I have to tell you. I'll tell you if I'm right.
We have put on the Friends page at DougStefan.com. We're now getting a lot of people asking about this free food that we started talking about actually yesterday, I think. And this is related to a company called eFoods. And you can visit them either on the homepage of DougStefan.com, but I'm guessing if you go to the Friends page, it'll be faster. So those of you who are interested in this is sort of an outshoot, if you will, of the space program. The food that we're talking about has been developed to last for years and years and years. And I know people who have had this food who love it. They think it's extraordinarily tasty. And it's very practical for the world we're living in right now. It's all organic. And you buy it for 60, 70 cents a serving if you're going to buy it. But I've arranged with the folks at eFoods to give you some free food. So and I think it's like 12 servings or something.
You get 12 servings for free, yes.
Yeah, okay. 12 servings.
Right.
So go for your free food. Not free fried food, but free.
the idea is very cool. We all just did the MetaFast diet where it was basically food in a packet that you add water and cook.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is, but it's more gourmet and more for your regular meals. It's not a diet or something.
Right.
But it's just pull something out of the pantry, boom, couple of minutes, it's ready.
Right.
There's no cooking, there's no preparing. It's easy, it's there. Yeah. And if you have storms in your area where the electricity goes out or there might be a run on the grocery store and all of a sudden there's no food left on the shelves or something like that, stock up.
Yep. Get the connection at DougStefan.com, either on the homepage or the Friends page. There's a gold rectangular box that says eFoods next to it. Click on that, and you'll figure out how it works. 800-510-8255. All right, let's try some of these and see if we can get to the bottom line of what happened, what ended on this date, 1987. Hey, Bill in Long Island, how are you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing, Doug? I think I'm wrong. I actually think I'm wrong now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to answer. I thought it was Rodney King.
Rodney King is not the right answer.
It was
one of those national, international things happening in L.A., but it was not in 1987.
People, I just want to say, can we all get along?
All right.
Can we get along?
Here's Bond from Palm Springs. Bond, what do you think happened on this date, 1987?
The Northridge earthquake.
That was 1994. Right, exactly. Yep, no, that's not the right answer. Melissa.
Hi.
In Eugene, hi, how are you?
Fine, how you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. So what happened on this date in
1987? I lived in Los Angeles then. Was it the Hillside Strangler?
Hillside Strangler
was
kind of like the Boston Strangler and the... What was the guy, DeSalle was the Boston Strangler. Who's the guy that did it in New York, Roberto? Do you remember his name?
Son of Sam?
Yeah, the Son of Sam. And they had a copycat in Los Angeles. However, this is not that incident, Melissa.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
No, you have a great, bright voice. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, so let's give the answer because I want to get to Michael.
Is it Richard Ramirez? Is it the Night Stalker?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope.
That was around that time, though.
It's one of those serial things, though, right?
Yes, it is. It was the serial shooter on the freeway.
Oh, drive-by.
Mm.
This guy and this older guy and a younger guy.
No, that was here in D.C., dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, it was L.A. Well, there was another. There were two guys that were doing this in L.A. as well. Was it the younger guy? There's two people the same age.
Yeah. Recently, in the 2000s, there was a set of an older guy and a younger guy that were doing the drive-by
the
people
sniper.
In gas stations.
There were nine
remember?
Incidents over the period from the 18th of June till the 30th of July when this guy was captured. He shot. Let's see here, two people, four were injured. The police, when they arrested him, blamed self-centered attitudes, violence in films, and the breakdown of the family for this guy's road rage.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
The guy in D.C. was John Allen Muhammad.
That's it, right.
And
Leibowitz
Malvo.
That. Right.
That
Didn't he get
DC.
Put to death?
I don't know if he's dead yet, but
Not yet.
He got the death sentence.
Yeah, right, I thought he did. I can't now remember the guy. I can see the guy, the pictures of the guy in
Los
Angeles.
November 10th, 2009.
He was put to death, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, anyway, let's make things better and lighter and brighter by welcoming in Michael McMaster to the Good Day program, who's here to fix whatever goes on. Michael, as somebody who's very sensitive, who's helped a lot of people, you understand how people's minds work, and you use great methodology to figure things out. What is there about people who do what we just described? How do those people in the, if we believe that all that's going on in the world is perfect and supposed to happen, how do we explain things like that?
Yeah, you never know with people like that, you know, what's happened to them in their past. And usually it's a build-up of something that actually trips them and makes them go right over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can be around somebody, I mean, this has happened many times, and it doesn't show up for years and years and years, and all of a sudden something just trips them, and that's it.
You write, where the mind goes, the man follows. In this circumstance, this man's mind went someplace, and then he followed. So would you agree with the police that I went through the influences? You heard me mention three or four different things. Is that what happens? Is that what we think about? So he, in his mind, wanted to do this, and so he became this monster and took the actions that he did because he made up his mind he wanted to do it. There was no accident here.
No, people become obsessed by things. And, you know, once you start to have a thought, what happens to it, it starts to grow. It becomes stronger and stronger inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to a point where you end up taking an action. You actually do something, you know, with that thought. So these people, they don't, you know, decide quickly like this to do it. It builds up over a period of time and they follow that thought. And we do the same thing in our lives as well with everything that we do. We create a thought about something and we usually end up taking an action. And sometimes the thought can be, I'm going to take no action. You take no action in your life. But we follow our thoughts. We manifest our thoughts into reality. And this is, you know, what happens here.
All right. So that's how you can take, let's just get our way. Let's look at this guy and create the opposite. Because if you have the opposite, he's obviously not a happy person. Most people want to be happy. And you say it's not that difficult.
No, it's not that difficult. You know, your attitude determines the quality of your life. Whatever kind of attitude you have towards life, that's how your life is going to be. And you get control of that. Most people don't take control of their thoughts. They just let them randomly happen, and they feel like they're a victim all the time. So if you have a great attitude towards life, you're actually taking control of your life, and you'll attract people into your life that you need to fulfill or accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
But it sounds so easy, then. Why isn't it something that's reality? Why do people have such a hard time with it?
You know, I'll tell you why. Because in thinking, most people can only hold a thought for about 6 seconds. Their minds jump around all the time. And so it's very difficult for most people to actually discipline their mind to keep a positive attitude. They see themselves more as a victim. But if you stay focused and do it, after a while it becomes a habit. Everything in your life is a habit. So you can have this habit of a great attitude towards life, which will improve the quality of your life, your health, everything about your life.
Mm-hmm. Health, happiness, what is the old expression? Life is worth nothing if you haven't got your health. How do you enjoy anything if you aren't healthy? And that goes, by the way, for healthy, not just healthy bodies, but healthy minds. Because as we go back to what we started with here, where your mind goes, the man follows, man being the generic for people, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So if you want to follow this, I have some advice because I'm doing it myself, and I think that Roberta finds these conversations very fulfilling.
Yes, absolutely.
Jennifer and Richie, even though he's a grunt on the air, I think that behind the scenes there are a lot of things here that that apply not only to
I'm a
us,
peaceful, yeah. peaceful, sensitive guy
yeah.
in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's me.
My daughter calls me a
I
new
believe
age.
That.
Yeah,
I'm a new age kind
new
of
age sensitive guy.
That's right.
All right, so here's what you
who
do.
Who eats burgers, drinks beers, and drives muscle cars.
All right, that's it. All right, so michael-mcmaster.com. Michael-mcmaster. And I think we have that up at DougStephan.com anyway, don't we? We got Michael's picture.
We do.
Click onto that. Just go to the homepage at DougStephan.com. Contributors box has Michael's picture there. Click on that, and you can see these CDs. You may find yourself very interested in creating wealth or creating miracles or creating happiness in your life. Maybe you ought to start. Most people like the wealth one, right, Michael? But the happiness maybe is where you ought to start. That's what I
do.
The
wealth one and the happiness one. If you can get those two things together, you'll have a great life, believe me. They're the two things that people try to master the most.
Don't worry. Be happy. Click on Michael McMaster's picture at DougStevin.com and follow the lead. Michael, good to have you here. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus helps us medically in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Wow, Johnson & Johnson does some interesting things with Tylenol. Stay tuned for that. If you use Tylenol, you'll need to hear what Dr. Ken has to say. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the question and the answer. I always like it when, remember when your mother used to ask you a question and give you the answer? People accuse me of that all the time, Ken. What do you take to prevent gas and other problems in your stomach?
Well, the answer is Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a wonderful probiotic. Your stomach, your intestines will not work properly, I promise you, unless you continuously replenish it with these healthy bacteria. These healthy bacteria will get rid of all these horrible symptoms without any more serious drugs that have a lot of side effects, and also added benefits of your immune system being revved up to work to its maximum to fight all those bugs that are beginning to get out there.
Well, we have a problem this time of year. It seems this year more than what I remember from last year, summer colds. People's immune system, for whatever the reason, is down, and this is a way for you, as Ken just suggested, for you to enhance your immune system so you won't have the effects of these negative effects. If you're getting the benefit of all the great food that you're eating, and this is the way to do it, then you won't have a weak immune system, and you won't be susceptible to a lot of the things that be a sore throat. And it's terrible in the summer. Terrible anytime, but terrible in the summer. So protect yourself the serious way with serious probiotics from Natron. Natron's Healthy Trinity invites you to try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel a happy tummy within 90 days, Natron gives you your money back. No questions asked. I take it as a preventative. I just gave some to Charlotte and her breakfast. They have a special for dogs. Natron is all about health. And by the way, if you take the challenge, the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, and you don't have that healthy tummy at the end of 90 days, Natron gives you all your money back. No questions asked. Here's how you get it. You dial 888-9 N-A-T-R-E-N, N-A-T-R-E-N, and that's easy enough to translate, 888-962-8736, or you can go online to natron.com. All right, so what is Johnson & Johnson telling users of Tylenol to do, Ken?
Doug, let's save some lives here. Acetaminophen, it's a very common pain reliever. It's found in a lot of different over-the-counter and prescription products, such as Tylenol, Vicodin, Percocet, and even some Sudafed products. What we know is that excessive use of acetaminophen can cause liver damage in America. It's blamed for about 200 fatal overdoses and sends 56,000 people to the ER, the emergency room, each year. Johnson & Johnson, yesterday they reduced the maximum daily dose of extra-strength Tylenol pain relievers to lower the risk of accidental overdose from acetaminophen, which is the active ingredient, and it, again, it can cause liver failure. Right now, the maximum dose is eight 500 milligram tablets a day. That's 4 grams, 4,000 milligrams a day. They've lowered it to six 500 milligram tablets of Tylenol a day. So the maximum daily dose now should be 3,000 milligrams or 3 grams.
Won't do the stock of Johnson & Johnson any good today with that information floating around. A couple of stories about breasts and cancer risk and that sort of thing.
greater breast density. It raises the cancer risk. Women, you know, if you have dense breasts, you just have to make sure you get them checked right on schedule with your mammograms. Stay away from the alcohol and also tamoxifen. Good news, it does keep away breast cancer in those who take it.
All right, that's the story. The word from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day program.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Does he get up and listen every once in a while to the Doug Steffen Good Day program? Is he?
Yeah. Let's see if he still does.
He, at one point in time, told us when he was awake and alive that he said, I don't think he gets up too early very often. But when he does.
And this is Red Rock of Sammy Hagar. When I get up in the morning, sometimes it's not too early. But when I do and I want to rock, I listen to Doug Steffen.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So this is Heavy Metal by Mr. Hagar from the animated movie of the same name, number one movie during this week in 1981. That's how we get started. Movie Moments with Movie Music. Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. He's got the overview on the movies coming out today, including this new Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig. Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Him too.
I've called it Insects and Aliens, but I don't think that's the right.
Insects and Aliens.
That's not the right title. Is it, Chucker? What's the right title?
No, it's called Cowboys and Aliens. And from what I hear, from what I hear, they get along better than the Democrats and the Republicans.
Really?
That's not hard.
The shoot ain't at the okay, correct? Yeah, it isn't hard at all. All right, so we're going to have. I actually had a discussion earlier about the Harrison Ford movies that were really good. Name one of the non-Star Wars Indiana Jones movies with Harrison Ford that's been very good, in your opinion, Chucker.
Air Force One.
I knew you were going to pick that.
Yeah, that's a good
Air
one.
Force One is a good one.
I'd go with Patriot Games.
Yeah, those are good too. Yep.
I actually like of all the Jack Ryan movies, he's a two Jack Ryan. I like Clear Him from Present Danger. I like that movie a lot.
Why didn't he keep that role? That was a great role for him. Why did he get off?
He was too old, I think.
Because Ben Affleck needed something.
No, it wasn't Ben Affleck who followed him, was it?
Yeah, he did.
All right, the first one was
Alec Baldwin,
which is not, I asked the question again, why wouldn't he have stuck with the role? And then, so how many of those, have there been five of those movies?
Well, Alec Baldwin leaving that part, that's a very long story. A lot of people say that Alec Baldwin was doing a Broadway play, and the producers sort of went behind his back, and Harrison Ford wanted that part, and they negotiated a backdoor deal. That's what Alec Baldwin says.
Okay. Well, that means Harrison Ford and Alec are not that good of friends, then, probably.
Probably not.
All right, so, Chucker, what's the only film... Shall I repeat this question, Richie? This is a good question for you.
Sure.
800-510-8255. As we celebrate Harrison Ford performances, what's the only film for which he got an Oscar nomination? You got the answer, you get the prize. 800-510-8255. Chucker previews other movies coming out this weekend in a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, so Chucker, beside Aliens and Indians or whatever it is, what is it that's coming out?
Well, you know, the funny thing about Cowboys and Aliens, which opens today, this is one of those movies getting extremely, I'm going to see it this afternoon, but it's getting an extremely split reaction among reviewers. Some really dig it, and others just think it's a boring mess. It's almost like they've seen two different movies.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out at the box office. Other films opening this weekend, the romantic comedy Stupid Crazy Love with Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Julianne Moore, and the Smurfs with Neil Patrick Harris.
That so what is that? That's a,
so
is that just is that following true to what the television show, The Smurfs? I remember when Brendan used to watch them as a kid, The Smurfs. Is that all this is?
My knowledge is not extensive on The Smurfs, so if you know anything more than I do, let me
good
know.
For you,
it's
Chuck.
Got real people, but then also the little...
Why would your daughter like The Smurfs? I would think your daughter would love
The
Smurfs.
They don't kill anybody.
Yeah, I think she might like that one.
When they come out with a zombie Smurf movie, that's when Chuck will take his daughter to see The Smurfs.
Smurf's gone bad, and then Chuck doesn't like it.
Actually, my daughter graduated pre-K yesterday. It was one of the highlights of my fatherhood, other than the fact that when my daughter started dancing to the theme music of True Blood 2 years ago.
Nice job, Chucker. You're doing a fine job. All right, Jim. What's the name of the movie that Harrison Ford got his Oscar nomination for?
Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom.
Nope. No, remember I said it was something that wasn't related. It was for Witness.